This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reaffirmed that the BJP-led NDA government is dedicated to the welfare of farmers, prioritizing initiatives to boost their income and modernize agriculture sectors of the country. Addressing a public meeting in Guwahati after releasing the 22nd installment of the PM Kisan scheme to over 9.32 crore farmers across the country, the Prime Minister said that during the last 11 years, the BJP-led government has taken multiple steps to increase the income of farmers.
पीएम किसान सम्मान निधि के तहत 18,000 करोड़ रुपए से अधिक की राशि हमारे करोड़ों अन्नदाताओं के खातों में भेजी गई है। ये योजना वाकई अद्भुत है। एक क्लिक से करोड़ों किसानों के बैंक खाते में सीधे पैसा जमा होता है। दुनिया के विकसित देशों में भी ऐसा संभव नहीं है।
On the second day of his Assam visit, the Prime Minister will travel to Silchar tomorrow to lay the foundation stone and dedicate to the nation various projects worth 23,550 crore rupees. The Lok Sabha today approved the supplementary demands for grants second batch 2025-26. Under it, the government has sought gross additional expenditure of over 2,81,000 crore rupees. The additional net cash outgo approvals were mainly sought for meeting higher expenditure on fertilizer, food subsidies and defense services, among others. Replying to the discussion in the lower house today, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said the supplementary demands include 61 grants. She said the government has strengthened the overall macroeconomic framework, which has enabled the nation to absorb economic shocks of various kinds without deviating from the fiscal consolidation roadmap. After giving its nod to the supplementary demands for grants, second batch 2025-26, the Lok Sabha also approved the appropriation bill 2026. Iran's ambassador to India, Mohammad Fatali, today indicated that India could soon get safe passage through Strait of Hormuz. Talking to media in New Delhi, Ambassador Fatali said, India is a friend to Iran. On whether Iran would allow Indian ships to pass, Mr. Fatali expressed optimism regarding the issue. He said Iran believes that Iran and India share common interests in the region. The Fitch Ratings has raised India's GDP growth forecast for financial year 26 to 7.5%, up from the earlier projection of 7.4%, citing resilient domestic demand even as activity showed tentative slowing in last 2 months, but the economy remains resilient and credit growth is still in double digits. Fitch Ratings said domestic demand will drive growth, with consumer spending expected to expand by 8.6% and investment projected to rise by 6.9% respectively in this fiscal. The Viksit Bharat Yuva Connect program has engaged over 1,500 students across multiple educational institutions in the national capital today. Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports said the interactive sessions focused on youth participation in nation building and the vision of Viksit Bharat at 2047. The sessions featured engaging presentations and lively Yuva Samvad dialogues where students shared their perspectives, ideas and aspirations for contributing to India's development journey. A key highlight of the engagements was the collective rendition of Vande Mataram, which resonated strongly among the students and reinforced the spirit of national pride and unity. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today described revenue service officers as guardians of the nation's financial strength, emphasizing that development activities across the country are possible only because of the revenue generated through taxes. Officer trainees of the 79th batch of the Indian Revenue Service Income Tax called on the Vice President in New Delhi today. Mr. Radhakrishnan described honest taxpayers as the country's greatest patriots and said they should always be treated with respect. Indian team has reached the final of the Women's Hockey World Cup qualifiers in Hyderabad. The final match will be played tomorrow between India and England at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.